This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the government is committed to empowering farmers of the nation. Mr. Modi stated this in a social media post after releasing 100 high-yielding, climate-resilient and biofortified crop varieties at India Agricultural Research Institute in New Delhi. He further added that the climate-friendly and high-yielding varieties of crops will boost the income of farmers. The 109 varieties of 61 crops include 34 field crops and 27 horticultural crops. Among the field crops, seeds of various cereals were released. The horticultural crops will cover different varieties of fruits, vegetables, plantation crops, tubers, spices, flowers and medicinal plants. On the occasion, the Prime Minister also interacted with the farmers and the scientists. The Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI, has refuted the allegations made by Hindenburg Research and emphasized that it has adequate internal mechanisms for addressing issues relating to conflict of interest, which include disclosure framework and provision for recusal. It also noted that relevant disclosures required in terms of holdings of securities and their transfers have been made by the chairperson from time to time. It also highlighted that the chairperson has also recused herself in matters involving potential conflicts of interest. The SEBI has also asked investors to remain calm and exercise due diligence before reacting to such reports. In a statement, the country's stock market regulator also asked investors to take note of the disclaimer in the report that states that readers should assume that Hindenburg Research may have short positions in the securities covered in the report. Highlighting about the claims made in the Hindenburg Research report, SEBI said that these issues warrant an appropriate response. It further said that the allegations made by Hindenburg Research against the Adani Group have been duly investigated by SEBI. The SEBI also said that it remains committed to ensuring the integrity of India's capital markets and its orderly growth and development. Association of Mutual Funds in India, AMFI, has condemned the latest Hindenburg report against SEBI chairperson Madhavi Puri Butch and her husband Dhaval Butch. In a statement, AMFI said the U.S. short seller is trying to create a trust deficit in market ecosystem and create unnecessary hurdles in the path of the world's fastest growing economy. The industry body said that external comments on SEBI chairperson are not only attempt to undermine Madhavi Butch's contribution to the Indian capital market, but it also undermines our country's economic progress. NEET PG 2024 exam was conducted successfully in 170 cities across the country yesterday. The National Board of Examinations and Medical Sciences, NBEMS, said that this year around 2,28,540 admit cards were issued to candidates. More than 1,950 independent appraisers and 300 flying squad members were deputed at the examination centers to monitor the conduct of NEET PG. It added that 8 regional command centers were also set up to supervise the conduct of the nationwide examination. External Affairs Minister Dr. H. Jayashankar has said that Maldives is a key partner for India in the Indian Ocean region and the two nations aspire to turn their cooperation into a modern partnership. Dr. Jayashankar was speaking after inaugurating the Adu Reclamation Project and Adu Shore Protection Project in Maldives. President Mr. Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani on the 25th of this month. It will be the 113th episode of the monthly radio program. People can submit their ideas and suggestions for the upcoming program through the toll-free number 1-800-11-7800. People can also share their input online via Narendra Modi app or the MyGov open forum. At least 22 people lost their lives in different parts of Rajasthan amid torrential rains, which have been lashing the state since Saturday. Heavy rain in Jaipur, Karoli, Sawai Madhopur and Dausa left the streets waterlogged yesterday. Authorities have announced the closure of all government and private schools in Jaipur, Jaipur Rural, Dausa, Karoli, Sawai Madhopur, Gangapur and Bharatpur districts today. Paris Olympics 2024 comes to an end with a glittering closing ceremony at Stade de France. India, with a total of 6 medals, including 1 silver, 5 bronze medals, finished at the 71st spot. And that is the end of this news bulletin.